Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, bringing you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the main news at 18 hours. We take a look at stories making headlines. Stakeholders call for thorough probe into abuse of controlled substances. ECZ introduces new measures to streamline results verification ahead of 2026 polls. NATO says no provision to expel members after report U.S. could seek to suspend SPEN.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
For the details, my name is Kalunga Mukulangoma Mape. Now, stakeholders have called for thorough investigations into the growing abuse of controlled substances in Zambia. The country has recently recorded increased cases involving drugs such as codeine and atin, which reports indicating rising abuse among school-going children in Kabwe. Former Health Minister Dr. Jonas Chanda urged the government and law enforcement agencies to identify and address possible leakages within both public and private health systems. Dr. Chanda notes that controlled drugs are only meant to be accessed through prescriptions, raising concerns over how they are ending up in the wrong hands. He emphasizes the need for urgent action to protect young people who are among the most affected.
At the level of procurement, the level of storage, the level of distribution, the level of dispensing. So this is now where the Ministry of Health itself has to take charge, because all the institutions are, you know, under the Ministry of Health, whether it's ZAMHSA, ZAMRA, the health institutions, and then those are private pharmacies, because they are licensed. You know, if you are licensed, because just interview those. I think for me, this should be very easy, because the health authorities should just work with the law enforcement authorities. The young people who are abusing these things are known. So why not call those young people, question them about where they are obtaining these drugs? Definitely, they have a source, they have a supplier, and so the market is there, they are abusing it, but who is supplying that market? Eh? So you have to work backwards.
Meanwhile, Pharmaceutical Society of Zambia President Kigan Mwabe suggested that some patients may be diverting prescribed drugs onto the black market. Mr. Mwabe has called for stronger monitoring and control systems to curb the misuse of such substances.
Of course, when these patients are given drugs using the prescription, because they are, when these drugs for life, you find that in most cases, they'll go with maybe a 2 month supply. And usually, this is where we suspect that the patients themselves are the ones that could have that aspect of giving others in order for them maybe to get 1 quarter or 2 quarters out of it, and eventually having people abusing these drugs.
Tonse Alliance leader Brian Mundowele has condemned the postmortem conducted on the body of late former President Edgar Lungu, describing it as unacceptable. Speaking during a press briefing, Mr. Mundowele said the circumstances surrounding the procedure raised serious moral, cultural, and legal concerns. He alleged that the postmortem was conducted without the involvement of the former president's immediate family or legal representatives, a move he described as suspicious. Mr. Mundowele questioned the justification of the procedure, stating that if it had been lawful and transparent, the family would have been fully involved. He further described the handling of the remains as inconsistent with Zambia's Christian and cultural values. Mr. Mundowele has since called on President Hakainde Hichilema to address the nation and provide clarity on the matter. He also urged the church and traditional leaders to speak out, emphasizing that such issues go beyond politics and touches on national values.
We believe that even in death, a human being, especially our late president, deserves to be treated with reverence. What we have witnessed raises deeply troubling questions about the values and intentions of those who allowed this abomination to happen. Distinguished colleagues, allow me at this moment to turn to the church. The church cannot be silent, not now, not on this matter, especially that the late president was a man of faith who openly believed in Jesus Christ. To remain quiet in the face of this is to abandon that very foundation he tried to help build for the nation. We also turn to our traditional leaders, who are the custodians of our custom and our heritage. You will all agree with me, fellow citizens, that our non-traditions as Zambians do not permit what has happened in South Africa.
Meanwhile, Council of Churches in Zambia, CCZ, says that it has been engaging both government and the family of the late former President Edgar Lungu in the background to find common ground over the protracted repatriation of the former head of state. Also speaking this afternoon, CCZ President Axon Banda said that the church has remained actively engaged behind the scenes and has not sat idle on the matter. Reverend Banda, however, expressed concern over the latest development, stating that the church has been taken aback. He said that this is why the church is appealing to both government and the family to find common ground in order to bring closure to the matter. Reverend Banda added that the church will continue to pray and engage stakeholders to ensure consensus is reached and that the late former president is buried before the general elections. Meanwhile, Reverend Banda also expressed concern over the political development in the country and called for restraint and a dialogue among political players ahead of the general elections. He further appealed to political parties to ban the use of military apparel by political, by party cadres rather.
Edgar Lungu first born and not yet buried. Now, one thing that I can mention to you, members of the press, is that there is a lot that the church is doing in the background. I know that people always want to see the church in the media and the papers and TVs and all that. We don't think that's the way we can solve this. Issues, but there is a lot that is happening in the background. We have been engaging both the government and the family, and we are positive, praying, hoping that at least before the general election, this case will be arrested and.
The Examinations Council of Zambia, ECZ, has announced new measures to streamline the confirmation of results. I beg your pardon. The Examination Council of Zambia, ECZ, has announced new measures to streamline the confirmation of of examination results ahead of the August 13, 2026 general elections. I think this is supposed to be the ECZ. Beg your pardon for that. Speaking at a media briefing in Lusaka on Friday, ECZ Executive Director Michael Jilala said that the council has introduced an online platform for 2026 election confirmation accessible through self-service portal. The system, launched on April 23rd, will be in use for April 27 to May 11, 2026. The platform is designed to help aspiring candidates verify their electoral certificates or equivalent qualifications, a requirement set by the Electoral Commission of Zambia. Dr. Jilala says that the platform includes sections of candidates with results from 1998 onwards, those with results before 1997, and the individuals with foreign qualifications. He says that candidates will be required to upload relevant documents, including their national registration cards.
Between Monday 27th April 2026 and Monday 11th May 2026, this is to allow us to ensure that the system functionality are all working as expected by the time we commence the exercise. Like I said, we have already deployed the system. People have already started using it. We are also still checking to ensure that it is functioning properly. And in order to allow us to be very certain, that is why we have put the official date as Monday, 27th April, 2026.
And now, business news. Business news.
President Aga Indichima is expected in Kasama District tomorrow, Saturday, 25th April 2026. The President will be in Kasama District, Northern Province, for a one-day working visit. Upon arrival, as confirmed by Northern Province Minister Leonard Mbao, President Indichima is expected to pay a courtesy call on His Royal Highness Paramount Chief Chitimukulup Kanyanta Manga II of the Bemba people. Speaking at a press briefing, the minister said that the president is also expected to officially open the Kasama Shopping Mall and Urban Hotel. Mr. Mbao added that the infrastructure is aimed at boosting economic activity and job creation, among other benefits. He further stated that the president will engage with members of the community in an interactive session designed to strengthen government-citizen relations. The president will conclude his visit with a meeting with party officials at the party secretariat.
This visit underscores the government's continued respect for and collaboration with traditional leadership in fostering development.
Will you take a break? We do have more news after that.
When you advertise, times with Millennium Radio, you take a leap of confidence because you have an active audience of over 6 million people waiting to buy your products and services. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, your success is assured because our professional team works with you to ensure you hit your target. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you join the winning brands, you join the league of certified customers. Call us now on 071-595-606 or 076-519-4796. It's Millennium Radio again and again. Millennium Radio, the voice of development.